CliffCentral.com. All right, George, anything you want to throw in before we get cracking?
Yeah.
Start our Friday morning.
I will give you one thing, if we can, we get to
sure.
you. But
not at all.
Driving makes you smarter.
Ooh.
I know this. I'll tell you what I know about this. You have to drive different routes.
Yes.
And if you drive different routes, you start new neural pathways. If you do the same route every day, you do exactly the same, stop at the same place, you know where all the speed traps are, you mm-hmm. know where all the landmarks are. You're not exercising your brain. Do a different route, not every day, but like once a week you choose a different route.
Okay.
You actually are teaching yourself all kinds of new things. It's making the brain work harder. It's like doing crosswords or any of that stuff.
So exactly what Gareth said, but the scientific reason is when tasks require your full attention, the central executive network, apparently in your brain, parts of your brain are more active. And it enables us to focus on mentally demanding activities by filtering out non-essential thoughts from your subconscious mind, also called the imagination network. So when you're doing what Gareth describes, your imagination network then starts to get freed up. And that's when you start to have creative ideas. Have you ever been in the car and then suddenly you come up with this bright idea and you can't write it down?
Mm-hmm.
It's because your central executive network is working and your subconscious is freed up.
Very good. Well, I mean, I think that that's probably a good idea all around. You shouldn't really be doing other stuff while you're driving in the first place. But for most of us, if you are on the same road every day, you do start taking chances. You go like, oh, I know what's coming up on this road. Mm-hmm. I know where the potholes are.
Yeah.
You know,
so, and that kind of bears out the fact that long distance driving actually makes you dumber.
Yeah,
because it's boring,
right?
So truck drivers,
the free state,
just those guys on the long hauls,
anywhere in the free state. I know you've got love for the free state, George, but my God, you drive there, it's flat.
There's
you can see the road for 3 kilometers ahead. You're just basically going to autopilot.
Yeah,
someone asked here. George, you know we always get questions from people. V. Ruiz says, George, where is the best place to service your car? A very general question. We don't know where V. Ruiz lives. We don't know anything, but just generally.
Is that a good question?
I don't know.
Yeah, V. Ruiz.
I think it's a good question.
Should we ignore it?
Yeah, 2,000 dealerships in the country. That's very dependent. Like
what car do you drive? Where are you in the plan?
I can tell you if you're in Ermelo, speak to my friend Phil at DeWitt Motors. He'll help you. But otherwise, I can't help you at all. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's very, very dependent on where you are.
Yeah, stupid question, V-Rus.
Where should I eat food?
Yeah, that's a good comparison,
that's
actually.
Exactly
that's
right.
Exactly right.
You need to be more particular. If you use ChatGPT, it would not be useful to you. You need to refine your answer to something very, very specific. Particular. Yeah.
On ChatGPT quickly, is anyone using it daily?
I'm that chat. No, I'm all about the new tech, AI, let's go. Does this affect me? And I will tell you that I'm not as worried as people have been saying on the internet about like how AI is going to take over, because the one thing it really doesn't have is that creative element. All it does is just think. So if you give it a text, I refine this, it's going to give a very boring, mundane answer. Whereas as a person who's very creative, you can be quirky, sarcastic, like there's tonality in how you write. And that's the one thing that I've seen at ChatGPT. But in every other aspect, in terms of just like putting create a recipe, convert this, convert that, do like scientific stuff. Yeah.
Just a better Google. So when people say, oh, this is going to take over our lives, that's because we've got clickbait, shitty media. Mm. And all I see nowadays, articles going, I try this in ChatGPT.
You
and the results were scary.
What happened next?
And you get people with these stupid YouTube thumbnails, like someone just put a hot poker up their bottom. And it's annoying seeing this kind of stuff.
Just actually work smarter and not harder. Bad.
George says there's another thing that you can relate to driving an IQ.
Mm. Yeah, the car you drive an IQ.
So
people make generalizations about drivers, right?
Interesting.
So there's a study that analyzed the link between your intelligence and the car brand that people drive. So I might offend some people in the studio, but
yeah, go ahead.
Or on the chat.
go ahead.
So the average IQ of a Skoda driver, now Skoda is a Czech Republic brand, not in South Africa, turns out to have the people that drive the Skoda have the highest IQs of 99.
Skoda. Who would have guessed? All right, so you want a smart life partner. Yes. You want someone to breed with to make clever kids. Skoda.
Otherwise known as the Moldovan Mercedes.
Yes, it looks like a VW Polo, actually.
All right.
So if I run through the list very quickly.
I just want to know who's at the bottom.
Let's go straight
to the middle. If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you apparently have an average IQ of 94.74.
Wow.
If you drive a Hyundai, you good, have yeah. an average IQ of 93.52.
Shit, that's even worse.
If you drive an Audi, you have an average IQ of 93.25. If you drive a Volvo, you have an IQ of 92.
Volvo drivers are really stupid.
Well, they're so safety-oriented.
Yeah.
If you drive a VW, 92.
Yeah.
Land Rover's at the bottom of the list with an IQ of 88.58.
So IQ is, I mean, listen, a lot of people have thrown IQ out as a measure, but it's actually still one of the best measures for someone's ability in the workplace. You do need to check for IQ. We have never found a better way of measuring people's overall or general intelligence. And you're telling me Land Rover drivers
generally have
and
a low
you
IQ.
Have seen how many there are on the roads? I'm judging them now. I'm
That's
just like,
because they're sexy, those cars nowadays. 20 years ago, a Land Rover driver is a very different person.
The sample included the Kardashians, perhaps.
Do they drive Land Rovers? Because that's what's brought it down.
A lead weight.
Yeah, that'll pull everything down, including their outfits. All right, that's all we got time for, everybody. George, lovely to have you in the studio. Ben, good to have you here for the first time.
So good to be here.
Most importantly, a big thank you to everybody who's been on the show this morning, including all of our callers. And a big thank you to Famous Mama, who told us about the dead guy in the bed with her.
Hmm. Yeah. So what we're not going to do this weekend is try die.
No.
And if you are a lawyer, yes. Dead Mama is...
Dead Mama. No, Famous Mama. Famous
Mama, yeah. Might have a need for someone who knows...
Legal representative.
Yeah, legal representation.
Okay, very good. Carl just wants to know, is there an IQ for Mitsubishi drivers?
Let me have a look.
An average IQ for those.
Mm. Mitsubishi, is it even on the list? Mitsubishi.
You know it's bad if you're not even on the list.
Mitsubishi ain't on the list, Carl. Sorry.
They don't even, they're so stupid they don't even get measured. Huh? All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a happy weekend and don't drive like Cliffcentral.com.